Enrichmentality.com. Is it time to quit? The shortest form that I ever saw in the course of my career was just a single page long. And yet, it was more difficult for me to complete than any of the 30 plus page forms I filled out before. That's because it was a resignation form. Quitting doesn't come easily to many of us. No one wants to be a quitter. The final chapter of Stephen Levitt and Stefan Dubner's excellent book, Think Like a Freak, which follows on from their Super Freakonomics fame, is aptly titled The Upside of Quitting. The authors identify three important forces that bias us against quitting. Firstly, we have a lifetime of being told that quitting is a sign of failure. Secondly, we think too much about the time or the money or the sweat that we've poured into a project. These are called the sunk costs. And thirdly, we have a tendency to focus on the concrete costs staring us in the face, like the cost of enrolling in a degree or the price tag on a new car, and we ignore opportunity costs. The first of these problems, or biases, is a definitional problem. A lifetime of being told that quitting is a sign of failure is a psychological issue that we can consider from the point of view of language, so I'll leave that one until last. The other two issues, thinking about the sunk costs and the concrete costs and the opportunity costs, however, are ones that have to do with money or other forms of currency like time, so we'll address those initially. First, some terminology. A sunk cost, according to Investopedia, is one that has already been incurred and cannot be recovered. An opportunity cost is the cost of an alternative that must be foregone in order to pursue a particular course of action. In business, these terms can help us to explain why we see drastic markdowns, why businesses and shops make things 50, 75, even 90% off. Imagine our couple, Abby and Bobby, own a business. 2 years ago, they purchased a $10,000 shipment of fluorescent glittery belts with cat-shaped rhinestone-eyed buckles and a khaki fringe. Unsurprisingly, these have not sold well. Abby and Bobby only have limited warehouse space, and the shipment is taking up valuable room. This is room they could be using to store this season's latest craze, boots with three sets of shoelaces. In this scenario, the sunk cost is the $10,000 that Abby and Bobby initially laid out for the belts, none of which have sold. So we understand their pain at the thought of having to sell them at less than this cost. The opportunity cost, however, is that the valuable warehouse space and in-store display space that is currently being taken up by the belts means they're unable to profit from the triple-laced boot craze. And Abby calculates that they could make $20,000 profit on a $5,000 investment in triple-laced boots. It makes sense for them to mark the belts down to 50% off and to put in an order for the boots, freeing up their cash and their space. What are the sunk costs in your life? Perhaps you're stuck in a course of study or a career or any predicament really, largely because you feel that you've invested too much in it to quit. Think about whether there are any other situations in which you feel trapped, and then ask yourself, what are the opportunity costs if I don't make a change? Finally, let's take a look at that first bias, or our reluctance to quit. Persistence is something that I value highly, and I don't take easily to quitting. However, I believe that there comes a time in probably every worker's life, sooner or later, that we find the opportunity costs are greater than the sunk costs we've invested in our careers. That there are things that we want to try in our lives, and that if we don't, we will regret it. Paul Terhorst, in Cashing In on the American Dream, provides some timeless advice on deciding when to quit. He starts with the need to look for meaning in yourself rather than in your job, to enjoy your career and then move on. According to the Online Etymology Dictionary, the word quit as a verb originates in the 12th century Old French word quitter, meaning to release, let go, relinquish, abandon. In turn, this verb comes from the old French adjective quitter, or which means free, clear, entire, and at liberty, from the medieval Latin quitus and Latin quietus, meaning free. If you are struggling over whether to quit something, try reframing the situation. You are not giving up or giving in. You are freeing yourself. What do you think of quitting? Let me know at enrichmentality.com.